2FM. Roz and Emma.
I went to the Fall Guy premiere in London on Monday, it was. I have to admit now, these things, now they're amazing to go to, but it's go, 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 go. Like, you're getting the flight over, you're getting off the plane, you're getting the tube straight to the venue, you're there, hustle, bustle, bustle, trying to grab everyone.
Oh, and then, such a hard life then meeting
Ryan
Gosling.
The minute it finishes,
were we not meant to get a tiny violin for you?
It obviously hasn't arrived in the post. No, so I was over there for the premiere of his new movie, The Fall Guy. I actually talked about it yesterday for Under the Influence. So it follows his character, who was called Colt Seavers, and he's a stuntman, mm-hmm. and he returns to work after an accident, like a year after an accident. And it's his first time back in action. He's nervous, and then things go horribly wrong when the lead character goes missing, and he has to then go and find the actor and find out where he is. It's brilliant, Roz. Do you know those movies that you walk away from it, from the cinema, or you turn it off the TV and you're like, I feel great after that movie?
Yeah.
It is absolutely brilliant. It's just action, incredible stunts. It's inspired by the 1980 TV series The Fall Guy, right? And the director is David Leitch, who is a former stuntman. Like, he was in like the Bourne movies and things like that. So the stunts are like out of this world. They officially set a Guinness World Record for the most cannon rolls in a car performed by a stunt driver called Logan.
So what are
Holiday.
Cannon rolls?
You know, when the car like, oh. it like flips. So it flipped like 8 times.
So basically somersaults for people.
Somersaults.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yes,
somersaults. Okay. Kind of like little tumbles.
Yes.
Little tumbles. So the red carpet was on Monday. The cast were there. We had Ryan Gosling. We had Emily Blunt. We had Winston Duke. David Leitch, who's the director, was there with his wife, Kelly McCormick, who was the producer. The stunt guys were there. Aaron Taylor Johnson is in the movie as well. He plays the character who actually goes missing
in
it.
He's also going to be the new Bond.
He's rumoured to be the new
Bond. Oh, he's only tipped to be the new Bond.
He didn't want to speak to me.
I'm not surprised.
The PR lady came over and she said, Aaron won't be speaking to RTE2FM today. And I was like,
Aaron?
Aaron doesn't even know who we are. How dare he? But that's the way it works. You know, you have so many people there and everyone is just really trying to get the acts and to talk to the main people. So I managed to get Ryan, couldn't get Emily, because the way it works is they do TV first, okay? Mm-hmm. Then they come to radio and then they kind of move on to print. So they did all the TV interviews and then Ryan and Emily were pulled away to do a live, like an Insta live, and they told us that they weren't coming back, and I was like, oh my god, no, I've flown the whole way from Ireland, I'm the only person who's flown in for this. And then thankfully they said Ryan was coming back, so Ryan came back. 4 of us were allowed to talk to him, but we were only allowed to ask 2 questions.
Wow.
I didn't ask one of those questions.
Oh my god,
this is like
a quiz. If you only had 2 questions to ask Ryan Gosling, what would they be? So what were they, Emma?
So the girls were just chatting away to him and I was kind of like recording away, right? But I was like, I'm going to ask him a question. So as he was walking off, I said, Ryan, I was like, I need to talk to you. And I asked him a question. But these are the things he was talking about. We'll get to my question in a minute. So as I mentioned, he plays a stuntman called Colt, right? And some of the stunts are absolutely incredible. So of course, everyone wanted to know if he did any of them himself.
I tried not to do any of them, but I did a couple. You know, they dropped me off of a 12-story building and then dragged me across the Sydney Harbour Bridge. But the very cool stuff was done by our stunt team. You know, like the records were broken, most car rolls in a film. Ben Jenkins, every time he was set on fire, it was like Ben. All the cool parkour stuff was him. Anyway, it took a big team to do to make one Fall Guy.
As you can hear, it's very loud there.
Yeah, but
a lot of people.
What's interesting is, I love how he's like, I try not to do any stunts now. I did fall from a 12-story building, but all the cool stuff was done by other people. I'm like, no, that's pretty...
Yeah. Pretty scary.
Like, pretty scary. Like, you know Tom Cruise now, but you're getting there.
Yeah, and it's a really good stunt in the movie. Like,
okay,
it looks
yeah.
really cool. So Emily Blunt plays his director and his love interest in it. And this is what he had to say about working with her.
God, she's just like, you know, there's nothing she can't do. She's just, she's really the best, you know. She's like grace under pressure, no matter how crazy it gets. She's just always very calm. Maybe too calm sometimes, but just like an amazing partner.
I was kind of like upset that I didn't get to talk to Emily, because I had read that her kids are obsessed with Ryan Gosling. So when they found out that she was going to be working with them, they were really excited. So I wanted to ask her how she like moved up a notch on the cool mom radar now that she's been working with Ryan. But I didn't get a chance to ask her. But Ryan, as I mentioned, did play a stuntman, and he was nervous. The stuntman was nervous going back to work after his first role. So I wanted to ask Ryan what his role, what the role was that he was most nervous about. And this is what he said to me.
No, this one, you know, because I have like a bit of a fear of heights and I had to do a high fall on this, so I was pretty nervous about that. But it's nothing in compared to what they do every day. So and it is called the fall guy. So I understood that there'd probably be a fall involved, you know. So, but yeah, I was a little nervous about that.
You're also afraid of heights, aren't you?
I am afraid of heights.
Yeah.
Yeah. And myself and Ryan, we've a lot in common now.
A lot in common.
He was really nice. And as I said, you know, he stopped, had a chat with us. He was meant to move on, but thankfully he came back to us and made time for us to have a few little minutes of chats with him. So that was Ryan. I do have some more to come. I'm going to be talking to Winston Duke, who also stars in the movie, and the director, David Leitch, and his wife, Kelly McCormick, the producer. We'll be back after this.
Now, we're in the middle of Emma Power meeting Ryan Gosling at the red carpet event for The Fall Guy. So, Emma, you have a bit more to give us.
I do. So I also met Winston Duke on the red carpet. I got to chat to him for a few minutes. So he plays Dan Tucker, who's Colt's best friend and stunt coordinator, right? I loved his character, Roz. I feel like his character is the guy we all need around. Like, he was the ultimate hype man. He was there. If Colt was having a bad day, you'd be guaranteed Dan was going to make him feel good about it. So I was interested to know, because he was such a hype man in the movie, I really wanted to know who he would choose to be his real life hype man. And I have to say, I loved his answer.
Man, oh, you know, I met Busta Rhymes very recently, and I've been a fan of his career my whole life, and I think he'd be the best hype man. He's always positive and he always kills it, so I love it.
Isn't that the best choice ever?
Busta Rhymes, that is a good one,
isn't it? So I love Busta Rhymes as well. I actually saw him when he was at the Three Arena with 50 Cent, and by God, he's probably in his 50s now and he's still got the energy he
has. But I wonder, does he speak as fast as he raps? Because you'd be like, I have no idea what you said, but it was so positive. So I'm going to keep going with it.
You're like, I think he said something positive. Yeah, so we're just going to go with that. I also asked him, there's a scene where Emily Blunt sings Against All Odds by Phil Collins at karaoke. Okay?
Give us a rendition there, Emma.
No, I can't. Not today. But Winston's character, Dan, really wanted to do the karaoke. But for some reason, which I'm not going to say, he got pulled away and he couldn't. So I was interested to know what song he would have chosen to sing at karaoke if he was doing it.
You know what? Going to go with the Busta Rhymes thing again. Hands Where Your Eyes Can See is going to be my karaoke song.
I mean, that would be so hard. It would be, because isn't Busta Rhymes like the fastest singer?
He's like,
did he not like win some like a Guinness World Record book for the fastest rapper? I think he did, like maybe like 15 years ago. That's like in my brain that he did. So that'd be a very hard karaoke song.
But even to pick that, I think you'd have to make sure, like you'd have to go in confident, knowing that you were going to be able for it and you're going to be able for the speed of it, you know?
Yeah. Or you just mutter really fast over the best.
He was lovely. Winston Duke was lovely when I said I was from Ireland. He was like, oh my God, you're from Ireland. You're from Dublin. Oh my God, man. Because, you know, obviously everyone loves us.
You should have told him your co-presenter is from Tipperary. He would have been happier.
Oh yeah, geez, why did I not think of that at the time? And then the last person that I spoke to, was stuntman and director David Leitch and his wife Kelly McCormick. So he was the director, she was the producer, and the stunts were like next level, as I said. So I was really interested to know, for David, because he was like behind the camera instead of doing the stunts for this role, I wanted to know, did he ever wish during the filming that he was doing the stunts?
Never. Absolutely not. No, the level of ability that the stunt performers had on this movie, we found the best in the world to come and do it, and you saw a couple of them here tonight that were celebrating. It was just the best team you could, far better than I ever was as a stunt performer, that's for sure.
And I'm sure as his wife, you're probably happy to have him behind the camera.
Movie. Yes, he does appear in the movie, though. The stunt from Bourne Ultimatum, where he gets pulled against the car, is actually this guy in his prime. So he does do a stunt in the film. It's just an OG stunt from back in the days.
There you go.
Wow.
If I could recommend to go see anything next weekend, I would, honestly, and I mean this, The Fall Guy is brilliant.
The Fall Guy.
In cinemas on May 2nd here in Ireland. So make sure you check it out.
RTE UFM. Roz and Emma.